I seen there was a young fella and a man and a girl was on the bridge, but the man was actually climbing over the railings at the time. So I just stopped the bus in the middle of the road and got out and kind of looked, and at this year stage it was at the other end of the railings. So I phoned the police initially and ran over, and I tried to chat the man and was all, could you tell me your name? You know, do you want to come over and sit in the bus? Do you want to have a wee chat and all? But unfortunately, the fella was in a bad way, and there was no chatting to him, so there wasn't. So we done a bit of a hold on, a bit of a wrestle to try and get him back over. But the more it went on, it was about a 15-minute altercation, and the more it went on, the more other people had stopped, and we ended up getting a man to the south side, the railings, and dragging him off a bridge. But then I actually realised I was driving the bus at the time, and I had to do my job, so I got on the bus and apologised to passengers for delaying them for 15 minutes, and I had to drive on to Dublin then. Just.
Could the passengers see what was happening, or did you have to explain to them?
No, it was close enough. I think they would have probably seen what was happening, but I thought I'd explain it to them anyway. This is it was a boy. This isn't my... We just had to, I said, I couldn't pass him, like, I've never seen this. I said, sorry, I just had to stop here, get out and give the boy a hand, so.
Absolutely. What was the reaction of the passengers?
They all started applauding me, and there were a few of them, says, you know, you're a hero.
No, I'm not surprised, fella. Listen, I'm not surprised, because if any one of them had said, listen, I'm going to be late for whatever I need to do in Dublin, shame on them. That and, you know, another couple of people who came to your assistance as well.
Yeah.
That's the difference between life and death, possibly, for that young man, who hopefully is getting the treatment that he needs at this moment in time. How did you feel as you drove away?
Initially, whenever I got on board, I'd...